Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sandspans Radio, how was your day?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey gang, just piping up to let you know that we, by which I mean Sandspans Radio, are doing Melbourne Fringe this year, and along with all our other shows, we're going to be doing two, count them, two episodes of everyone's favourite mess, Shut Up A Second, starring all your favourites, me, Zoe, Dusha, Cass and Adam. So jog over to melbournefringe.com.au to nab your tickets. Shut Up A Second is on both the 13th and the 21st of September, and if you want to see the whole lot, head to sandspansradio.com/live for the dates and times of all our other shows. Alright, enjoy! Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shushums. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
I'm Adam.
Shushums means shut up a second. And today's topic is singing. Imagine if the whole episode was just that. You would not listen.
I think we should sing the entire episode.
Adam, but I don't know how.
Oh,
Let
Jackson.
Me show you what to do. First you just...
Make a jazz.
Make a jazz. Make a jazz.
You were so... Oh, here, Adam. That was good. What kind of singing do you not do but think you could do?
What?
Throat singing.
Give it a go.
No.
That's a man who knows his limitations.
I like to keep it a secret. Maybe one day you'll discover it and you'll be like, finally, yes, good.
Maybe one day I'll stub my toe and I'll be like, whoa, what the hell?
Guys, I think I'm going to make it big. Broadway. Send me to Broadway. Let's see what happens.
I reckon you do well.
Yeah, put me on stage.
Show tunes.
Hello, put your name honey. Hello, what's my darling.
What's a good show tune you like? I said as you said my answer. That's fine. You don't have to talk.
That one's good. It was weird to answer your question before you asked it and just be like sitting here, hands empty with no response. I feel like that's one of those... Is that an actual show tune? Hello, my darling. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Or is that just the frog?
I believe it's called Ragtime Gal.
Okay. Cool. But it is also a frog. What's his name? P. Herman.
P. Jitty?
P. Ribbit, the frog rapper? No. You know the frog. What's his name?
Yeah, his whole body's a face.
Yeah, yeah. Adam, you know this frog, yeah?
No.
You will when you see him.
Yeah.
While he's looking it up, surely anyone can do spoken word.
Yeah. That's
and
not
does
singing.
That count as singing? Wow, does it?
It doesn't. You, but there's it's spoken music. Word. No, that's a type of poetry.
Oh.
What if you've got? Yeah.
What if you're spoken wording a song like a William Shatner?
That's spoken word.
Still poetry?
Well, I feel like spoken word is its own thing. If you had to give it an umbrella to hold, it would be poetry. But I feel like it's its own standalone
that's
thing.
Sad.
His name is Michigan J. Frog, just for anyone curious.
Sick.
Sorry, go on, please.
Yeah.
I'm terribly sorry for interrupting.
Go on.
No, that was finished.
Are you done? All right.
Spoken words.
I answered your question.
I'm sure you did. Can spoken word a song.
You can, but it's spoken word. I'm not singing.
You know what
That's
songs...
why you don't say sing a song.
Pass me your thing. You know what songs are amazing to do spoken word?
Yeah.
Jason Derulo's songs.
I'm excited to hear Adam Cannavale's rendition of a Jason Derulo classic in spoken word form. I know.
Is this a monologue? Are you going to do a monologue?
Are you going to monologue us a Jason Derulo song?
Yeah. Are you going to act it like you're trying to tell the girl about all the good things?
You have no idea what's about to happen.
You know
but
what,
But it'll
Adam?
Be magical.
God damn, you're right.
You need to touch your passcode.
Oh, I do. I tried to, with my, because I got an iPad recently, you know, you can do a touch password. I tried to do it with my nose because I read somewhere that your nose has as unique a fingerprint as your, or like a, as unique a print as your thumb or your fingers.
But it's not a fingerprint.
No, it's a nose print. But when you do it with the iPad, you put your thumb on it and it slowly fills in. You got to like put your thumb on, take your thumb off, put your thumb on, take your thumb off. And every time you put your thumb on, there's like a fingerprint basically builds within the iPad that it can then use, right?
Mm.
I got it, and it's like, you got to do it so many times. I got it down to one last touch with my nose, and it would have absolutely made my nose like what I would use to get into my iPad, except it just couldn't, like, there's like that last, it just wouldn't quite work, which is frankly the most disappointing, it's tantalizingly close that I could use my nose to open my iPad, but I just can't quite seem to get there. I think the people at Apple foresaw this problem, and they've... Put yet another roadblock in my life.
I like the idea of you sitting on a couch and Adam being like, hey, Jackson, just swinging it into your face. Like, not with force, but just like, yep,
yep,
put your nose up. Okay, good.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be able to stop myself from doing it with force.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Jason Derulo's Want to Want Me.
Okay. A hush.
That's actually the one I was thinking of. I'm very excited.
Derulo.
Oh, God. Yeah, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, I was not ready.
It's too hard to sleep. I got sheets on the floor, nothing on me, and I can't take it no more. It's 100 degrees. I got 1 foot out the door. Where are my keys? Because I gotta leave. Yeah. In the back of the cab, I tipped the driver ahead of time. Get me there fast. I got your body on my mind. I want it bad. Ooh. Just the thought of you gets me so high. So high. Girl, you're the one I want to want to want me. And if you want me, girl, you got me. There's nothing I do. There's nothing I know I won't do. I wouldn't do. Just to get up next to you.
This almost feels like as though I passed
your granddad is saying it.
It feels like I've passed a note in class. And the teacher's just like, I'm going to read this out in front of the entire class. And they're
yes.
like, it's exactly the tone.
And you're reading it like you're trying to teach the kid a lesson. You're trying to teach Jason Derulo about himself.
Girl, you're the one I want to want me. And if you want me, girl, you got me. There's nothing I know I wouldn't do, I wouldn't do just to get up next to you. Just to get up next to you. You open the door, wearing nothing but a smile, fell to the floor, and you whisper in my ear, baby, I'm yours. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so high. So high. The rest of it's just like the same lyrics over and over again. I think the gag has largely played itself out.
I think we've arrived, frankly.
So, in summation, Jason Derulo is a beat poet.
The best part is that he begins all of his songs with Derulo.
Why is that happening?
Oh, it's because radio these days, because in the old times, they used to, every time they play a song, the announcer would say who it was by.
They don't
do that anymore. They do sometimes, but it's not all the time. So he was like, no, people should know who I am if they want to listen to my songs later. I know. It's so good.
I like the idea of at the start being like, this is a song. Hello, this is a song by me, Jackson. And then launching into it.
I wish more artists did that. Like, not just current artists, previous artists. Beethoven.
Bach is a Bach track.
Elvis.
I feel like Bach is the kind of name I'm pronouncing wrong. Was he meant to be like Batch or something?
Destiny's Child.
Sorry, all three at once.
Beyonce does it sometimes.
Does she?
Okay, that was adorable.
Beyonce.
Because you guys both turned to me and cocked your head at opposite angles.
Like when two dogs do it.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, old dogs in the back of a car.
I thought you were going to say, well, old dogs go to heaven.
Old dogs are dead, Jackson Bailey.
That's my Twitter handle.
Tweet, make Damper and tweet him. At him. No, there's a song that Beyonce and Shakira did together, and it starts with Beyonce and Shakira. It goes Beyonce, Beyonce, Shakira, Shakira.
That's a different
song.
Yep,
yes.
That is.
No, but Shakira doesn't say her own name. Beyonce says Beyonce, Beyonce, Shakira, Shakira, Beyonce, Beyonce, Shakira, Shakira. Mm. And then the song starts.
That sounds like a code. Like the idea of being like a World
like they're
War
activating II. Sleeper cells or something.
Beyonce, Beyonce, Shakira, Shakira.
Or like, I'm gonna kill the president.
The kind of thing where someone does like an occult ritual, and that's my like speaking in tongues. As I
Beyonce, Beyonce, Shakira, Shakira.
Beyonce, Beyonce, Shakira, 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 Shakira. It's fun to say quickly.
It is.
I recommend it.
Shakira. So I'll write slow as well.
Is there an instrument that you can't play but you think you could?
Oh, I feel like I
recorder
did that now with my life because like I tried to play guitar and I know and like piano and I know when you train and the better you get the more your hands stretch. But I got wrist fists and small hands to match, so I couldn't do it from the get-go. And because I was a child, I was like, therefore, never. Also, I need everything now because I'm a child. So I didn't really pursue them any further. So I bought a harp the other year.
Ah, yeah.
The other year. God, that's depressing. I don't know. Can't remember when I bought it. But, yeah, maybe last year.
Are you all right at it?
You know, I almost recommended you for a wedding. And that would have been very funny because a friend of mine was getting married and she said, oh, man, I'd really like to have a harpist at my wedding. And I'm like, I know someone who has a harp and maybe can play said harp.
Oh my
and guess what? You live near to her.
Oh, that's amazing. I mean, as funny as it would have been, I'm kind of glad you didn't recommend me and very clearly prefaced it with a maybe.
You wouldn't consider yourself wedding confident?
Look, in all other aspects of my life, yes. God, yes. A firm, solid yes. In my harp playing abilities, a solid nay.
Surely playing a harp is just pulling the strings.
Oh, gosh, no. You have to, like, I tried to play my friend's guitar the other night. She was playing guitar and she's like, write me a song. But now I play with harp fingers because you have to... As with any instrument, you have to play it in a certain way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I botched myself a guitar now, so I'm, like, glad I gave up on that a while ago.
Violin.
You think you could play the violin?
Yep.
Here's the situation where you've got to do it in. A wedding. That's good. So somebody's been like, Adam Cannavale, I need you to play the violin at my
Absolutely.
Wedding.
$500, thanks.
Oh, that is so underpriced.
$1,000, thanks.
You good?
Yes.
Very good.
Cash up front.
What do you do though when
I wear runners to the wedding just in case.
Also, they're old.
I guess if you brought, like, how would you do it? You're at the wedding. Are you just going to play terribly and then run? Because you could probably do a thing where you get, like, a tape recorder and, like, no one's going
to. Nah,
we used to have this, like, electronic violin toy. Yeah. I feel like it's very important to say toy. And all the strings were metal, including the metal of the bow.
Mm.
And it was, like, plastic. But whenever the metal of the strings connected with metal of the bow, it would play one note. So what the violin had was it had all of the notes stored for a number of different songs. So all you had to do was get the timing right for how long you touched the strings.
That's good.
So... Yeah.
One of them.
What I was reckoning is if I could get like maybe two or three notes that are all sound all right together, then maybe like, because you know, you just get like the background noise of a violin or whatever. You're not paying attention to it. So if I could just be like, doo, 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 doo,
That's gonna get so droning. Like,
well, now, that's
here comes the bride.
Oh, do I have to do the wedding march?
Are you doing first dance?
I assume that, like, I'm just like background music.
What do you get someone to do background music at a wedding?
That's the wedding I just went to recently that you also went to. That's what they did.
Jackson, do you not remember? Oh, I thought they just got someone to play the harp for the like bride march or whatever you call it.
The harp was being played the entire ceremony.
Huh. Well, I still think if I was in the crowd and the person on the harp had just played two notes, like, I'd be like, that's very curious.
I reckon I could
miss.
Yeah, but you'd be very curious, but like, you're not going to get up and smack me in the mouth, are you?
I'm not going to say anything. Jesus.
Yeah, oh my God. A wedding's one of those places where you just like, things go wrong, but you have to keep it to yourself and get like really mad for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. What you do is you break a bunch of strings on the violin, so you got an excuse.
I'd be like, I'd like my money back then, please.
Ah, that's why I asked for cash up front and have runners.
I guess that's clever. I guess you get away with it.
Yeah.
The drums, I reckon. Like, I could do the drums.
At the wedding?
Yeah.
You're going to do jazz drums? Like
bongos.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. As the bride comes down the aisle.
Bell drums.
Boom, 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 boom. Like calypso music?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great thing to come down the aisle to.
That's the instrument. I reckon... not anymore, but as a kid I was like, yeah, drums, I could do drums, I could easily do that. And having played a bit of piano as a kid, like I was always like, yeah, how come, and like doing dancing and stuff, it was like, how come people not have rhythm and timing? This gal right here, this is how, prime example, can't
take a picture, look at, here it is.
Can't do it anymore, got out of practice, didn't play instruments, can't do it.
I never played instruments as a child. I did recorder because you had to do recorder.
Yeah, yeah.
And for this brief window I imagined that I might play the bagpipes, but like, it never happened. Mostly because we couldn't find, like, because there was a period of time where Ryder, my brother, they were like, oh, Ryder, do you want to learn an instrument? He's like, yeah, I'll learn piano. So he did. They're like, Jackson, you want to learn an instrument? I'm like, bagpipes. But they could never find a teacher because, like, obviously, he was teaching bagpipes in the city of Melbourne. So I never learned. So, yeah, I've got no
idea anything. It's been a long time since I played, but I can play the clarinet.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was part
Why
of my school's band.
Why did you recommend yourself for the wedding?
Yeah.
Because she wanted a harp player, not a clarinet player who does not own a clarinet anymore.
Hey, I got a fun game. So you can play the harp a bit and you can play the clarinet once. Can you do it? Can you do the sound with your mouth now?
There you go.
Give me a harp.
That's
beautiful.
I had to do the fingers as well.
Oh my god, this is hanging. I'll do the recorder that I learned.
I learned the Titanic theme song, My Heart Will Go On, on the recorder.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was like, on piano. We should do a duet.
Oh my god, you
should. I don't own a recorder, but a recorder is significantly easier to buy than a clarinet. So.
Plus, you can get like a $2 recorder. Like, it doesn't have to be good.
You can make a recorder out of a carrot.
You can. I saw a video.
We saw the same video.
Potentially.
Great news. Has anybody ever done like a fruit salad band?
I believe. Yes. I believe that was an Australia's Got Talent once.
Welcome to the future, Jackson, and also played... the distant past.
Some guy played like I want to say celery, like a harmonica.
What?
Mm.
You can eat your band.
You can. All right. So yes, you can eat your band, but I think what you meant to say is you can eat your instruments.
If
we want to get technical, you're both right.
I just like the idea of like you can shuffle the whole band into a big pot, cook it up, make a soup.
Oh my gosh!
If it doesn't pay the bills, you still got a meal at the end of the night.
It's like a non-controversial version of that I've forgotten his last name, but the guy who just did a show in at Dark Mofo where they killed a cow, I think it was, maybe a bull, and then like did
that.
A performance of the slaughter.
This is a music festival, incidentally.
It's an art festival. It's not a music festival. So it's art. I mean, they have musicians there because musicians are artists, but it's primarily an art festival.
Yeah.
I can't. I wasn't there and I didn't go, and I don't know if they... Apparently, I think they killed the bull before they did all the slaughter. Yeah,
apparently it was not sanctioned by Dark Mofo or whatever. Really? It was like, yeah, you had to like know someone to get in or something. It's just what I've heard, though.
No, they sold tickets.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah.
Fuck me, I suppose.
You're finding out that you know less and less about Dark Mofo every minute.
Well, I didn't go, so...
I was on the mailing list. They were like, hey, tickets have been released for this. And I was like, you guys copped a lot of stuff for this. Wow. But yeah, but after that, they cooked and like ate and they had a feast with the animal. So so they were like, it's not being...
We're not just killing it for no reason. We're eating it.
Yeah, like it was a whole thing. There's lots of articles about it if anyone wants to read up and feel angry about one side or the other. But like a thing. So you have the performance of a fruit band and everyone's like, time to have a stew. Like, let's have a nice stew.
What I like about that is that it's kind of disgust. Like, if I'm playing like a carrot
recorder.
You've
got saliva.
It's full of spittle.
Yeah.
Then we cook it all up. Maybe if you like the band, that's good.
What what's that Vietnam War movie that a lot of people boycott because they killed an ox in it?
I don't know. I know that in the movie Cannibal Holocaust.
Apocalypse Now. That's the one.
Yeah. Killed a giant sea turtle.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that movie's full of just wholesale animal slaughter.
That's awful.
I watched this amazing documentary about like all of those slaughterhouse or like exploitation movies and stuff like that. So many of them got filmed like in Cambodia and Thailand and stuff like that because it's a lot. Well, first off, that's kind of where they started. That's where they originated. But it's also like really easy to get away with a lot of things there.
Yeah.
So much so that a lot of those films got actually investigated by Interpol because they're like, are some of these murders staged?
Yeah, absolutely. Cannibal Holocaust has like a scene.
Cannibal Holocaust is like the famous one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They there's like a scene in it that at the time authorities were like, that's so realistic. Did you actually kill a person? And then they investigated. They didn't. They were just making a gory movie. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was like the 60s or the 70s or whatever. So like people weren't used to seeing and the animals were actually slaughtered. So like you might just assume. Let's talk more about my band that I'm cooking and eating. No, here's what I was going to say. So, you know, in like a classic, speaking of Cannibal Holocaust, you know, a classic scene in like a movie where a group of people are captured by cannibals is they put them in a big pot.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in a cartoon.
Yeah, in a cartoon. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, you know, and obviously it's a, if anything, pretty racist depiction of, it's never good.
Yeah, true.
But what I was going to say is that pot always looked a bit nice to be in.
Oh, yeah, hot tub.
Yeah, like it looked like a nice hot tub.
Have we talked before about tubs, but like you want a tub that you can sit up in?
No. No.
Isn't like, that just a pool?
No. Like, instead of like, because bath is like horizontal, but a tub is vertical. So you're in it and it's like the walls are close to you, but it's taller. So you can like sit down in it or and just like sit in like warm, hot, just up to your neck. Instead of being in a bath where you have to sort of recline and you're I don't want to waste any more water, but...
Yeah, because you don't want your belly visible when you're having a bath.
Oh,
you
want to be? No.
No, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I don't want to be I don't know if I want to be standing up. No, you're sitting.
You're sitting.
Oh, okay, that's
so it's like you're sitting in like blankets of hot up to your neck. It would be like a womb, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it would be womb-like. Yeah, a little bit. But no, I've always thought that looked pretty nice. And then when people, you know, they put like lettuce and various vegetables in it, somehow that made it better. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, like they like flavoring. Chop up carrots and stuff. And
you got to get veggies and flavoring.
Well, I don't mean to eat myself.
It would smell delicious. And
yeah, I think that's what it is.
Where are they getting that giant pot from? They don't...
Pot store.
They don't have...
I think that would be kind of like... Imagine if it was like a spa, but like part of the whole treatment was that it's like... Where it says that
we're
going to
cook
you. Cook and eat you, spa. I think I could market that.
Uh-huh.
Get massaged with various oils and spices. And then we put you in a big tub full of carrots and shit.
Did you know that our ancestors used to bathe in carrots? It's basically paleo-friendly.
That's how I'd market it. Your ancestors bathed in giant big pots full of carrots and celery. And what you're doing these days is losing your oils.
Like, I reckon you could legitimately market a spa treatment like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because now that, have you seen Katy Perry's video for...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's just, and like they make it look really like I don't know, as a, they make it look really appealing because it's a music video. They just kind of like, she gets a big dough massage and it's like, ooh.
Yeah. Was that music video an excuse for her to get that haircut?
I mean, like, Katy Perry can just get that haircut.
I feel like maybe it was an excuse. Katy Perry wanted that haircut. She's like, I know how I could get that haircut.
I guess the haircut now is a tax write-off. I guess that's
I don't think true. Katy Perry needs a tax write-off.
The narrative of that music video is so confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So Katy Perry's about to be et, right?
Yeah, so like they...
They prep her to be et.
Yeah, so she's like in like a vacuum sealed thing, which I just was like, that's so unsafe. Because she was like wrapped in plastic.
Might not have been actually a vacuum sealed.
Well, it looks...
The very concept is unsafe. Yeah.
Hannibal Holocaust style, it looks too real.
Yes.
Yeah, and then she had a big dough back and they were massaging it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put her in a stew?
Yeah, they put her in a soup.
Yeah, she got in the big stew
she
pot.
She gets souped, yeah.
Yeah. And it does look really comfy. She looks really happy about it as well.
The whole time she looks happy. Like, if anything, she looks aroused. She's having a great time.
Like, yeah. She just has a real calm look on her face when she's getting a dough massage.
And they're like twisting her leg around like 360. It's good.
Yeah. But it looks like...
Looks wrong. I don't like it.
No, see, I looked at it and I was like, yeah. Like, that looks like it would be satisfying. Like, yeah. When you have a really good stretch.
Yeah, I know. Like, when they spin her leg, I'm like, I can just imagine hearing like that crack, crack, crack. But like... In a good way.
Yeah, I didn't even imagine any cracking. I'm like, yeah, I am dough. It's a good time. I'm only muscles, no bones.
I am dough. I need this. And then they put her in a pot. Then they take her into a room where she's about to be eaten by high society. But then who's the rapper in that music video? What's his name?
Migos?
Yeah. They pull a button and then everyone else gets eaten. Not yeah. Katy Perry. In the end, Katy Perry is bait. But anyway, I don't know what the message of the music video is. And if you came to this episode for that message, you're sorely at a loss.
Ooh, incorrect.
I think it's eat or be eaten.
That makes sense. Okay, well, hey, if you came... If when I told you you weren't going to get the message for that music video, you didn't stop listening, guess what? You stuck around.
You stuck around for the perfect amount of time.
Exactly. Now you've
Easter
got
Easter egg.
This is an Easter egg episode. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, Katy Perry could be Damper in that video. Full circle.
Fuck, full circle.
Full circle with a previous episode of Shut Up.
Wait, what's this one?
From memory, the topic was singing.
Oh yeah, well, she's a singer.
It counts. We're still there. We're still getting by.
Oh, goodness. I'm so hungry for Damper. All those weeks or days or months ago when we had Damper that time.
Whenever we recorded it, whenever it came out, that's when we had the Damper. There are no rules.
If you're listening to this one, Damper has definitely come and gone. You can stop tweeting douche13.
Feed me Damper. About that. Hashtag feed me Damper. At douche13.
Don't explain anything. Just tweet hashtag let me Damper or feed me Damper.
Please do.
Please
do. We're not going to tell him about this.
No.
He's not going to know. Do you think he's listening?
I'll absolutely feign an ignorance if anybody's like, what is he talking about? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm never telling him.
This episode will self-delete if Dusha tries to download and listen.
What's your favorite genre of music? That's a damn topic.
Country. Country and Western.
Country and Western.
But none of that stadium country.
What's the difference? But tell me by doing both versions.
Well, now stadium's more like my girlfriend left me.
Ah, yeah. Oh, no, that one's good. Like, I lost my dog to a river, my nana to the sky. That's good.
Regular country is more like the blues.
See, both of them sound pretty
it's
similar.
It's sad.
There's like a different... No, like stadium country is like... how great is like just appealing to patriotism?
Oh, okay, so stadium country might be like, I love this country
it's,
with the red.
It's like, kinda like blue pop, jeans.
Yeah, it's kind of like pop music
working
almost.
The farm. Going to the store.
What was this episode? Country music. We're so good at it. Blue jeans feeding my dog ham.
Oh, there's
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Speedrun of the song. They'll never grow home and they're always alone. Even when someone they love. song? Sorry, go on.
Oh, there's like a there's like a Keith Urban song. I think it's called Country Comfort.
Mm.
And there's a verse saying that he saw grandma at the store and she's doing mighty fine for 84 and she asked if he could help her fix her barn.
That, my friend, is Stadium Country.
Yeah.
Adam, I think I prefer Stadium Country, if I'm honest.
There's nothing wrong necessarily with Stadium Country. I just like, I personally prefer regular.
So just when people are sad for no reason? No, not for no reason. Oh my gosh, that came out so wrong. But like,
for no reason because they cry, baby.
No, no, as in like they like talk about their feelings, but it's not chained to a set like list of things you're allowed to talk about.
Like the Toby Keith song, Hear a Country Song.
Yeah.
I need to hear a country song so that I know other people are sad and I can sing along.
Is that literally?
That's not the actual lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, two of those are actual lyrics, but the in-between part, I forget.
Okay, well, that's, no, that's a good summary. No, that makes sense, because, like, yeah. No, I know what you mean, like, Stadium Country is like, here are the reasons I'm happy, here are the reasons I'm sad, here's a list of things about country life that you might understand from listening to country music but
Dusty
not living
boots
in the country.
And tractors.
Sometimes it floods. What's your favorite kind of country, Cass?
Dolly Parton.
Oh, fuck yes, I love Dolly Parton. There's this story about Dolly Parton that I've told that Dusha doesn't believe. I'll tell it here, and you can
tweet him. He's not listening to this episode.
So, he'll self-delete if he listens.
One day, me and Ryder, it's not even a good story, but he just refuses to believe it. Me and Ryder were in the car. We were driving somewhere. Neither of us was talking. We weren't paying attention to each other. We were looking out our opposite windows. And on the radio, we hear Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 start.
A classic.
And we are both so excited by the prospect. It was, the radio was turned down. By the prospect of listening to Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, that without looking at each other, our hands crashed into each other at the volume knob because we both wanted to turn it off. We were like, bam! And we were like, yes, we're excited for this. Dusha refuses to believe that
story.
Why does
he not believe it?
That's, I don't know. It's so believable.
I was thinking like you were driving along, you saw Dolly Parton. I was like, yeah, that's a bit far-fetched. Like, I don't know the last time she was
Dolly
down.
Dolly Parton on the side of the road, right? It was like, do we pick her up? I'm like, I don't, what's she doing out here? No.
I've heard that story before, and yet I still thought that that story was going to be both of you started humming 9 to 5 together, looked at each other, laughed, turned the radio on, and then 9 to 5 was on the radio.
Well, that's not believable.
Yeah.
That's so much better. But yes, Dolly Parton's amazing. Well, Dolly Parton had a fucking theme park.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Dollyland?
Dollyland.
Amazing. She's wonderful.
You know,
that woman is a national treasure.
There's this indie band or something that I like to listen to, and they made a response song to Jolene from Jolene. No, from, oh, forget whose perspective. Jolene.
The other girl?
Jolene.
I think,
or
yeah.
Or the guy.
Jolene, I think it was, Jolene. No, it was the guy's perspective.
I'm begging of you, please like, don't take
just
my
like
man.
Mocking Dolly Parton, basically.
She's weird in that song because she's like,
oh, we've spoken about this at length.
It's bizarre. Dolly Parton, she's so pathetic. It's sad.
I would not call her pathetic because she's beautiful. But yeah, like, it's like heartbreakingly sad because the whole time she's just like, clearly my boyfriend is in love with you, but you are in control of my happiness because if he leaves me, I'm gone. I'm done.
I know. Like, and you're like, Dolly, you don't need that.
It's
that
like,
man
no,
is bad for
leave
you.
Him. If he doesn't respect and appreciate everything you are, which is everything,
yeah,
then get rid no, of him. Find someone else.
Well,
keep
then
him
the response
the fucking
curb.
Song, yeah,
the guy is singing, saying, like mocking the song, but in this vein that he's like, no, it's not gonna happen, babe. I'm true to you.
Oh, well, that's...
She sings like Jolene, 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 but it ain't nothing but an old country song. Well, and then he like goes into talking about how much he loves Dolly Parton. Or like Dolly Parton's character.
That's not mocking Dolly Parton. That's just being like, don't worry about it. Like,
Dolly, you got insecurities, but we'll work through them together, I guess.
Yeah, that's nice. Like, be supportive. No, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to the song in case you were right the first time and it is mean to Dolly Parton.
I don't ever want to listen to anybody.
I think it's
mean
to Dolly Parton in that she, like, that's a dumb song.
That is. It's Yeah. Nine to Five, I much prefer to Jolene.
I don't think Jolene's a dumb song. I just think it's just like...
In the kitchen?
Like, instead of being like, yeah, boy, don't leave Jolene. You're like, you're not really, like, you're on the side of Jolly Parton's happiness, but you're just like, you want to just be like, she sings a song, you're like, look, I love you dearly, and I'm so sorry you're feeling this way, but you don't need him.
Yeah. You're going to be like, oh, honey.
Sweetie, come on now.
Let's just have some, we're not doing tempo anymore.
Every episode is about Damper. We try to do an episode to get Damper out of our system, and it keeps coming back.
We just can't escape it.
It's worse now. It's worse now. This episode keeps becoming the Damper episode.
I'm so sorry.
We've done the Damper episode.
I'm so hungry.
We've been on the Damper journey. Oh. And now we're back. We're back.
We can't escape.
It's in the distance. Goodbye, Damper.
I'm sorry to put a damper on things. I'm so glad that you genuinely laughed at that. I was expecting to crash.
I had, because I've been playing with an elastic band. I nearly threw it at you.
But it was a split second decision. I also want to point it out, it's broken, so it would not have hurt me.
I mean, like, an elastic band can't probably... How much is an elastic band really going to hurt?
It hurts Jackson when he flicks it wrong.
I mean, I guess.
Ow!
Jackson is broken. It's not going to work.
Ow!
Jackson, please stop. You're hurting yourself more than you're hurting us.
Well, duh. It's not hitting you. But yeah, no, Dolly Parton. She's good.
Yeah.
She's got good
Technicolor
hair.
Coat.
What?
It's another one of her songs.
I like, you know, the story like Joseph and his Technicolor dream coat.
Oh, yeah.
I was reading about that recently and like the translation is... not perfect. Mm. So his coat was probably just had sleeves. Literally, the difference is probably that his coat had sleeves. And that's amazing. That has gone from being like, oh, your coat has sleeves. It's still good. It's like, if you don't have sleeves, that's not as good as having sleeves.
Joseph and his sleeved dream coat.
Just how everyone's just like, wow, like that was the advent of sleeves.
Holy shit.
Everyone's sleeves. Like, a dream coat. Oh my God, I feel like life now has color now that sleeves exist. And they're just like, literally though? Yes, good. Writing a musical now.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Chucking it down.
A rock opera? Is it called
Biblical Tale? I don't know.
Yeah. I do know that due to another translation error, it's actually not supposed to be the hungry, hungry caterpillar. It's actually supposed to be the hungry, very hungry caterpillar.
You didn't think about the end of that game.
No, I didn't. I had a good gag and I'm like, it'll come as it goes.
And it went.
Fuck, I'm an idiot. As I say very hungry, I'm like, change the animal. Change the animal. And I'm like, caterpillar. Fuck, fuck.
And then surely the moment you were like, the translation is hungry, which is the same. You were like, I am running out of options.
As the words came out, I just panicked more and more.
You literally changed it from hungry, hungry caterpillar to hungry, very hungry caterpillar.
Can you edit in a good joke, please?
Yeah, just I'll see what I can
find one in the catalog.
It's actually the hungry, very hungry dog.
Oh, guys, Adam will be happy about that. In my mind, it was me saying dog.
I hope this episode self-deletes when I re-listen.
Everett, The Hungry Hungry Caterpillar, which is that an Australian children's book?
I have no idea.
It is. There's a caterpillar who's immensely hungry.
Yeah, does he eat Vegemite? Nah, Possum Magic.
You're thinking of Possum Magic.
I'm thinking of Possum Magic. Possum Magic is a national treasure.
Never read it. Don't know. Literally the first time I've ever heard of it.
Gotcha. Wow. Wow.
God, Adam, that's a fool.
Ooh.
Well, Hungry Hungry Caterpillar. Caterpillar eats a lot of things, including pie. And then he gets very fat. But then it turns out it was also that he could eventually become a butterfly.
Sorry, can I just quickly pause? Because I know you've got it on your phone. Can I see the picture of the possum again?
Yes.
What picture of a possum?
The picture of the possum is clearly broken into
a... Do what you will, I've already won. Sorry, keep going.
I really like the idea of changing the Hungry Hungry Caterpillar to any other animal because...
Hungry Hungry Hippo?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, because like it's good...
Tie in with the game. Sorry.
Well, it's good because it's sort of like the... it sort of gives... what you would imagine a caterpillar goes through, because it's just like, he ate a pie, but he was still hungry. He ate this, but he was still hungry. And then he's like, and then he went to bed and then turned into a butterfly. I don't imagine caterpillars would have any more of an idea as to what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. How do caterpillars just like, I just got to eat.
did I? Oh, I don't know if I've said this already.
That picture warms the soul.
There was...
It's a possum that has broken into a place to eat all the food, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's in it one broke of those, into a bakery.
Yeah.
It's in one of those giant donut boxes.
Yeah.
Do what you will. I've already won.
It's very fat. It's very good.
It looks like it can't move. Yeah, so they did this experiment with butterflies, which was a bit mean. But when the caterpillars were caterpillars, I think they scared it. Like, they were doing something where lots of big, mean butterflies saying boo a lot. The cool butterflies with cool wings, this is scaring them. No, I think they did something like they made it associate a sound with pain or an electric shock. Or, so you know how you can do it with humans as well, like association, and then they hear a sound, they're scared.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like opposite Pavlov. Okay. Yeah. So they did that to caterpillars. And then when caterpillars transform into butterflies, they completely liquefy. Like every part of them becomes a liquid, and then they turn back and then they turn into butterflies. And then they didn't when they were butterflies. They were still scared of the same sound. So their brains had completely liquefied and then reformed as a butterfly, and they still had the same fears.
That's so wrong.
Does that mean they still have the same dreams?
I thought for some reason that this story was going to be they made them terrified of butterflies, so they liquefied and then refused to become butterflies.
So my first thought when I know that
how do you tell a butterfly's afraid?
Well, if I see a caterpillar and I'm like, bop, 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 and stop near its head, it's probably going to leave. Like, it's probably not.
No, it'll freeze.
Really?
Isn't that what small things do?
Oh, yeah, they don't run. They just are like, oh, God, if I just don't move, maybe I won't die. Which is stupid because, like, a bird is their natural predator. And a bird will eat them, surely.
Yeah, but that's different.
They're not getting away from a bird.
Yeah, a bird would swoop on them. Or a bird would sort of, like, peck with intent to eat, so it would be running away. But if you do something loud near a small thing,
yeah,
it's just going to be like, what? Like, because if you're not like, yeah, if a bird's probably going to get him first go.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, like,
lucky bug.
It's going to try, it's trying to eat you.
Yeah.
Like, if you try to squash a bug, it's going to run away. But if you just do things around the bug, maybe they're just confused.
Maybe the bug's just like, this is life. It kind of reminds me of my girlfriend has fish. And if you go up to the fish from, like, the side of their tank, the fish are like, oh, fuck, what's going on? And they shit themselves. No, sorry. Yes, yes, yeah, they shit themselves. But if you just put your hand in the fish tank, they're like, sick, what is this? And you're like, why is that not shocking to you, fish? But me just, like, near you, like, out of your tank. Surely me putting my hand in... I haven't put my hand in the tank. I wasn't just like, need fish! But, like... Well, you know, when you feed them.
You're on their turf. They've got the upper hand, even though your hand is literally coming from up
there. I genuinely have the literal upper hand.
How do you know that they're freaking out when you approach?
No, they, like, flee to the other side of the tank.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, that's because you're coming towards them. If you're coming from above, they don't got eyes on top of their head. They don't know. Then it's in there. They're just like, well,
maybe it's
mine.
Like,
I guess here it is.
Maybe because you've got fingers or whatever. They're like, food? Food? Or and also you are feeding them, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm not feeding them. My girlfriend is. She puts her hand in.
Well, yeah.
But I guess the point remains. But like,
yeah, face doesn't give food. Hand gives food. Hand comes into cage. They're like, sick.
This means food.
Welcome to Watertown.
So. I guess so. Welcome,
welcome to Watertown. Population, some fed fish.
What were we talking about before? We were talking about dang
singing?
Fish. Oh, she. In between Dolly Parton and feeding fish, there was
a lot of things.
So many things. Oh,
I made a really bad joke.
Bugs liquefying bugs.
Oh, yes. Liquefying caterpillars.
Wait, can I just quickly say the thing that you should insert?
Yeah.
Hungry, hungry sleeve. All right, go on.
That's heaps better. I'll see what I can do. I really want to drink that goo.
Oh, because... wrong. No.
But like...
Don't...
It's pretty special.
You're drinking... No, Jackson. Jackson.
It's pretty special.
But knowing what you know now, you know you're drinking a caterpillar's fear.
What are you saying? It's pretty special.
Because that liquid is that being.
A whole being is a being. Eat a whole bug, Jackson. If that's really what you want, don't drink a bug's fear.
A caterpillar's a whole being.
But, like, that's so much potential.
What?
No. I'm just going to give that a solid no, but I do want to raise a question.
Sure.
If you open a cocoon...
and like, what, Jackson?
If you open a cocoon, like, how much... Like, would opening it wreck it? Or,
yeah,
like,
sure.
How
yeah.
much could you do to it? And could you stir it a bit and shut the lid again and have it still be the same butterfly?
Or would it come out a bit wrong?
Yeah.
I reckon it's very delicate.
What if I got some dye and injected it inside and made it blue in there? See what happened. Like, would it come
Dead.
Out blue?
Very poisoned.
Yeah, I can't think of a dye that's safe for blood, bone, wing, eyeballs.
That's true. Bone? Is there bone in a butterfly?
They've got like a carapace.
Yeah. That's true. But if I injected like a little tiny silver ball?
What? Probably also dead.
Yeah. Do you know what you'd need to do? Nah, do you know what you'd need to do?
You've sorted it?
Yep. When the caterpillar's making its like cocooning themselves, stick something in the cocoon so that you're not sticking it into the liquid, which is everything.
Yep.
I feel like that's sort of the thing when...
I feel like then that's just going to be part of the cocoon and fall away. It's not going to be in the...
No, but well, the creature will form around it, surely.
Yeah, so when like, so it like wraps itself up in its first layer, not... and you just like tuck it in, like under the first layer.
Yeah, but then it'll just be like pressed up against the goo. The goo form. The goo's not going to want... If you put... All right.
Oh, yeah, true.
Imagine, imagine if you gooed and then reformed.
Oh, yes.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
That's
imagine
what I want to drown
in. Put a silver ball in you. When you reform, your body, when it's forming
silver
around
that.
Silver
ball in my stomach.
No, there's no room in your
Jackson's
fucking
silver
body.
Silver belly ball Bailey.
You haven't got room in your body.
I wish.
You'll
wish
die.
I wish I grew.
I know you do.
Imagine you're like, where's Jackson? Oh, there's his cocoon. He'll come out in a year. God, he'll be beautiful.
If you cocooned, I'd kill you.
It's just...
It'd be a mercy. Clearly, you deserve death.
I'll be coming out a beautiful butterfly.
No, you'll drink yourself. You'll get bored and drink yourself. Because you're going in there with your fears and dreams, Jackson.
That's true. My legs will goo first, and I'll be like, gosh, there's so much potential in this goo. And then I'll just drink myself and completely, and the cocoon will open and just
then be like,
head.
What's that smell? Is that burning?
Adam, no. Adam, please. Oh, it's real gross to imagine me coming out of the cocoon half ready because you're setting it on fire. It's going to be worse for you, Adam, frankly.
Well, I'm not going to die.
But you'll see me and I'll be looking yuck.
You'll see
yeah,
you.
You don't like things that are not the way you like them.
That's pretty much a
What's,
perfect description
what was that
of
thing?
Adam.
Incorrect.
No.
I'm good with things.
No, you got real upset at something before.
An earlier episode again.
Yeah, that's still before now, Adam.
This episode's been a trash.
I feel like it's mostly me. I'll take the fall for that.
Nah, it's fine.
That's real kind. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me,
Adam. I don't know if that's true.
It's not actually, which is even nicer. Thank you.
You're nothing but lovely. Let me be a goo. Why are you going to kill me? Let me be a goo and let me drink goo. Let me live my life.
No, you're going to live your death.
Best case scenario, yeah. You're going to want to die. Worst case scenario, it gives you some sort of power over the rest of humanity, and then we should have killed you.
Your worst case scenario is my best case.
Yeah, exactly.
Depends. What if the power's just butterfly wings? That's all right.
You don't have it in you. You literally don't have it in you to make
You're
wings.
You're afraid of heights.
I won't fly that high.
just enough so your wings clear the ground. Every now and then you'll clip a stone or something. It's like,
You're not designed for that. Your wings are going to come in fucked up. It's going to be bad.
Oh my God, you'll end up walking everywhere and everyone will be like, Jackson, why don't you fly? You're like, oh, I clipped the ends of my wings on rocks and now I can't.
Somebody touched my wings and the dust fell
you ever
off.
Seen
didn't
like
work
a,
anymore.
You ever seen those vestigial tails or whatever that people can grow? It'll be like that. It'll
I see
be
you
all...
in a situation. If I, how come I can become a goo then?
You can't, Jackson!
I feel like we're having two different conversations. One in which I become a goo.
My theoretical was to explain why you couldn't put a silver ball in someone's body, which is something I frankly am shocked I need to explain.
I just said there's nothing we can do to a butterfly when it's in its cocoon to make something new. You know what I mean?
Jackson, please CRISPRs. Stop messing with nature.
What you want, my friend, are CRISPRs. We're experimenting more. So a CRISPR is like... I'm probably going to butcher this, but a CRISPR is like something, it's a chemical. And when we inject it into anything with DNA, we can be like, CRISPR, find this DNA, cut it out.
Or
find this, put this DNA in. And so people have started experimenting with, not with other people, but with like insects and stuff like that to modify DNA. And we've started being like, oh, we can change a moth's color.
That's pretty cool.
We can make them transparent if we want. I mean, a lot of poor insects are dying along the way, but we're discovering things. And soon we'll get to the point where we're like, would you, basically Gattaca, if you've seen Gattaca.
Give my baby butterfly wings.
That's not Gattaca. Clearly you have not seen Gattaca.
imagine if, I was just thinking, like, imagine if every animal and every being on the planet cocooned at once. But like I'm just imagining like
the land would flourish, to be honest. The world would do so well. We'd come back to a beautiful
city. I don't
city.
Know about that. If everything's cocooning, then what's making flowers?
The flowers
are cocooning. Everything, not just people.
No, I was like cows, dogs.
Oh, no.
Are you talking insects as well, like bees, spiders?
Yeah, everything's cocooning. Everything's cocooning.
How long for?
A year.
Death.
Oh, yeah, a lot of death.
To get new wings, and then we all can fly.
Can fly over the wasteland.
Yeah.
This is kind of like my argument for how to save the planet that everyone poo-poos on all the time.
What's your plan?
You tell it wrong. Because you tell it wrong and you tell it to the wrong people.
Okay.
Are you guys the right people?
I'm sure we are, yeah.
Yeah. Go.
So, what I suggest is that you get maybe most of humanity, right? We're talking like 99.99% of humanity.
Okay, I'm gonna have some feelings towards this. I can tell already.
And you?
No, it's fine.
You put them in pods, and you cryogenically freeze them for 2,000 years. But you keep some of the population left to monitor the people who are in the pods for 2,000 years. And we stop all our machines. We stop all of our anything from, you know, manufacturing or whatever. So it's like we've just been like, let's pause humanity for 2,000 years.
Isn't that a TV show?
Is it? Did somebody take my brilliant idea and turn it into a TV show?
Isn't that Wayward Pines?
Is that the plot of Wayward Pines? No, but Wayward Pines has like ghoul men in the forests.
Oh, yeah. Like okay, they had to go into the pods because humanity went bad.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure everyone's in pods and then they're like...
They take people out, put them in a fake town or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, see, my humanity's fine. The world's good.
Oh,
but
you
I'm just giving stuff. I'm just giving us 2,000 years to recuperate.
Okay.
So that we can fuck it up again. 2,000 years of like, oh, we've got the planet back. Oh, back in the pods for 2,000 years. 2,000 years of a planet sorting itself. Bring us back out. And you can extend it or shorten it however you want. You could be like 25 years. 25,000 years. Just 25 years in the pods. And I think that's a great, I think that would sort us out so good.
There would be so much cleanup because the...
Cleanup?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well,
true.
Animals would take over everything. Nature would claim back everything we took from it. True. So if we wanted to live in houses again, which I would assume we would.
Yeah.
But that's what you use the people who stayed behind for.
There's not enough. There is not enough.
If you're taking 99% of the population.
If you think about all the work that goes into restoring a house, it's just a bit dirty.
Surely we can be like...
Also just, period, a monumental task.
Well, how many people would you need?
How much energy is going to be used into... Are we still wrecking the planet while we're asleep because of the pods?
We do it on the lowest level possible, so it's still going to be using some energy.
I am neither a scientist who knows about cryogenically freezing people, although I'm pretty sure it's still impossible, nor am I an environmental scientist, so I honestly couldn't comment, Jackson. But... If it were, if you're saying, oh, imagine this works, then I guess it works.
Yeah, if we're imagining it, God, imagination's limitless.
You can do whatever you like. Yeah,
I like to limit mine.
Well, if you are an environmental scientist or a cryogenic scientist.
I go to my imagination and I find it's just an open box that I can go, an open field that I can go anywhere. I'd be scared. I want a box, thanks.
No, I kind of know what you mean. Too much, like, unlimited.
I'm afraid I'd get lost. Yeah. Forget my way back.
That's almost poetic, but not quite.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm surprised I didn't get as poo-pooed as I normally do.
Well,
no, like it's...
Here's why. Because you haven't been there the last couple times you've told this. Because you've told this to Zamet. Mm-hmm. You've told this to... Who else? Oh, like some personal... You tell it to people who... First off, just to have an argument to pick with you, Jackson.
Yeah.
Second off, you get caught up in dumb bullshit. So they're like, oh, but how does this work? And then you're forced to explain it. That's not the question. The question is largely, would you go into the pot?
Ah, that's true. Would you go into the pot?
God, yeah, I'd go into the pot. I'm not taking care of people. 100%
I'd go in the pot, yeah.
Chuck us in the pot.
No, wait. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, because I don't want to be part of the cleanup. I hate cleaning up.
Oh, see, I was ready to like just like go to sleep and wake up like what you would seem like the next day and just like come back into your room and it's like a forest.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
No, thanks.
Oh my gosh. Nah, do you know what?
That's cool until you realize, oh, I got to clean this up.
No, but then I was thinking like maybe you wouldn't. You're like, no, this is my life now. And if I want to clean up, I guess I'll do it myself. But if I don't want to and therefore I won't and therefore I'm lazy, I guess I didn't really want to in the first place. But while the whole rest of the world's evolving and growing and doing wonderful things, we are not getting immune to any of it.
Oh, that's true. Disease.
Mm. We're going to wake up and like die as soon as we breathe.
But if only a small portion of humanity is staying behind, like, what are you going to catch from them?
Yeah, well, yeah, true. And even if they are developing new illnesses, maybe once every, like, year they come and cough on you while you're in your pod.
Yeah, everyone gets, like, everyone has an IV.
Not how it works.
Someone's like, hey. You're like, oh, thank God. Like the little induction, like, video they make you watch before you go in the pod is like, once every week someone will cough on you. And you're like, oh, that's nice.
That's just not how it works, Jack.
Well, I'm running the pod museum, so.
Yeah. The one
I'm glad I'm
profits.
Not stepping in.
You got behind. You got to make sure we stay alive.
Yeah. So anyway, the lesson to learn is,
yeah,
don't let people mire you in the details when that's not what you're asking.
That's true. But I'm bad at that.
People in the comments are going to do that.
No, they'll be friendly. You guys will be friendly. Yeah, you'll agree with me and I won't fight you. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
I've been Cass.
Thank you for sticking around.
Sticking around for a song. That's what they did. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, this was singing. I thought it was damp.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.